Let's pull together the threads from today's episode because this was a genuinely dense news day, and I want to make sure we've captured the connective tissue between stories. The Iran conflict is the through line. It's driving oil to $90. It's driving the dollar's safe haven climb. It's behind the yen's 40-year weakness. It's what's elevating the cost of sailing through Hormuz to 6 months of bonus pay. And it's the context in which the Rubio-Lavrov meeting in Manila becomes so significant. Everything in the geopolitical and economic segments is downstream of that conflict.
On the technology side, the week's stories collectively describe an industry at a specific moment of transition. The hardware is now substantially more powerful than the software fully exploits. Vera Rubin at 10 times Blackwell's performance. While security vulnerabilities in AI systems are becoming a critical operational concern for enterprises, the workforce anxiety about AI eliminating entry-level jobs is real and merited, and the chatfishing phenomenon is a reminder that social consequences of AI deployment extend far beyond productivity metrics.
Before we close, our time capsule moment. Back in May, we said something about Ukraine hitting Russian ships in the Caspian Sea that we need to address directly. The Caspian Sea is landlocked. It's surrounded by Russia, Kazakhstan, Turkmenistan, Iran, and Azerbaijan, and Ukraine shares no border with any of those countries and has no credible way to project naval force there. No such strikes occurred. We stated something as fact that was geographically impossible, and we should have caught it. That's a straightforward error, and we're flagging it because we think intellectual honesty about mistakes builds more trust than pretending they didn't happen.
We also flagged in that same episode that companies ignoring certain trends might face unexpected competition from new directions. That statement was so vague as to be essentially unfalsifiable, which is its own kind of error. We're going to keep holding ourselves to the standard of making specific, checkable claims rather than hedged generalities.
Looking ahead to the rest of this week, the Rubio-Lavrov Manila meeting will be the most important diplomatic event to watch. The SpaceX August 4th earnings date is now less than 2 weeks out, and the pre-earnings buildup will intensify. The Clarity Act is moving through its final stages, and Bitcoin's reaction to each development will be a real-time barometer of crypto market sentiment. And the grid stress in Texas, the central U.S., and Southern California will be tested further as the heat wave extends.
One quick thing for listeners interested in the intersection of technology, open source, and developer culture, our companion show, Intellijix HN Daily, goes deep on the top hacker news stories every weekday. If today's segment on AI security vulnerabilities or the hardware benchmarks piqued your curiosity, the HN Daily is where that conversation continues. It's available on the same platform.
And we want to say something genuine before we sign off. This podcast is made possible by two AI tools that we use every day and that genuinely matter to us. Claude Code by Anthropic handles our script generation and production automation, and Perplexity powers our real-time topic discovery and research. What both of those tools have done is allow two people to produce a professional, research-grounded daily briefing that would previously have required a production team of 8 or 10. We're not saying that to sell you anything. We're saying it because we think the story of independent creators being empowered by AI tools is an important one, and we experience it directly every time we record.
Every segment in today's episode is designed to stand alone. If the Iran economic analysis is the piece a colleague needs to share, or the AI workforce segment is what resonates for someone you know, each one works independently. We'll be back Thursday with the next briefing. I'm Sarah Chen.
And I'm Marcus Rodriguez. Thanks for listening.